eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good.
Easy, Igor. You impetuous young boy.
Mash good.
I wouldn't mind some mash right now myself. About 100 proof of that Kentucky's finest. Anytime during the show, you can go to the web, krvs.org, and make a pledge online securely. Have your credit card handy. Your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, krvs.org. Remember, you can break it down into installments if you'd like to give $75 to get one of the T-shirts or a ball cap or a mug. We can break it into 10, 15, 20 a month. Ask your company if they have a matching gift program, a dollar-for-dollar match that can double your gift to KRVS. NUL faculty and staff can donate through payroll deduction. If this is October the 26th, that means that tomorrow is the 27th, and that means that the Skyliners up on the bandstand, the Big Lafayette Swingin' 20-Piece Jazz Big Band Orchestra at the Petroleum Club, Saturday the 27th, 7:30 till 11. Find out more by calling 234-2133 or email them at skylinersbigband@gmail.com. And if you'd like to make a pledge tonight, simple to do online. You can do it all yourself. Have your credit card there, and you'll see everything you need to do step by step. The website at krvs.org. Here's a scary song from Leonard Nimoy.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. And Another day goes by, and still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. Kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see.
If we find out that you are a vampire, we might have to put a stake into your heart. Hey there. Hey there, Mr. Tambourine Man. It looks like you're having fun. Can I join your troupe? Why, certainly. William Shatner. Answering the question, my agent thinks this is a good thing for me to do. Is it? What do you think? Cut a record. Shatner, actor, pitch man, singer, interpretive singer.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
It's choice.
And there is no place I'm going to.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip on your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. Ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
I think it's time for Bill's booster shot. The other ones are wearing off.
Mr. Tambourine Man!
Yeah, it was a very good year.
Follow the rules. Play the game. Be happy.
Roger. Ooh, Wilco.
We couldn't get much.
Roger Wilco. Mae West keeps those golden throats rolling with Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie if I was to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much high. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a flaming pyre.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a flaming pyre.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
And it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie if I was to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much higher.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Try to set the night on fire. Set
the night on fire. Oh, try
to set the night
on fire. Where's the fire? Hey? Where's the fire? Where's the fire?
In your eyes, big boy. In your eyes.
Good evening. Be careful out there.
This is the witching hour. It is the hour when dogs howl and evil is let loose on a sleeping world. Want to hear about it? Then turn out your lights.
He is like a rolling stone. How does it feel, babe, now that the shoe's on the other foot?
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine.
Monkey drank wine.
You threw the bums a dime in your prime, didn't you?
Twine.
People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now, you don't talk so loud. Now, you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone. We've gone to the finest school, all right, Miss Lonely. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. And nobody ever taught you how to live on the street. Now you got to get used to it. You said you'd never compromise with the mystery tramp. But now you realize he ain't selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and ask him, do you want to make a deal? How's it feel? How does it feel to be without a home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? You never turned round to see the frowns on the jugglers and the clowns when they all came down and did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You should let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on the chrome horse with your diplomat who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel? Huh? How does it feel to be without a home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? Princess on the steeple and all the pretty people drinking, thinking they've all got it made, exchanging all kinds of precious gifts and things. But you'd better lift your diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon and his rags and the language that he used. Well, go to him now. He calls you. You can't refuse. When you've got nothing to lose. Oh, you're invisible now. You got no secrets to conceal. How's it feel? How's it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
You know, you're starting to get on my nerves here, the way you just keep rubbing it in there. Sebastian Cabot from the Big Band Swings program, our fall fundraiser and Halloween show, all wrapped into one lovely package. And we ask that you go online, visit the website at krvs.org, and show that you really care and that you want to have this program continue. And other programs of this fine KRVS production, whether it's the Blues Box, Medicine Ball Caravan, the Cajun French shows, the talk shows, the news shows, Fresh Air. The list goes on and on. Pete's show in the morning. I get up in the morning. I have to go to work very early, and I enjoy listening to Pete doing the weather and the records introduced in French and the French music. Just a lot for everybody here at KRVS. And when you give us a pledge, when you share a pledge with us, we will also give you a little token to say we really appreciate it. We certainly do. In addition to the programming, we have these items you can pick from, $75, various T-shirts, the ball cap, the mug, the onesie for the kids, the tote bag for only $75. And before the big band show on Fridays, you've got selected charts, and now we've got a CD set of Poe that some of the readings from The Telltale Heart, The Raven, Quoth the Raven, what's that tap, tap, tapping on my door? I think it's the repo man. No, I think it's the Raven. That's even worse. So you've got the selected charts CD you can get with a $250 pledge. And that's the show that comes on before Big Bands on Fridays. And then on the Wednesday repeat, we play it after the 9 o'clock Big Band Swings program. So a little cross-pollinization there, and it's a fine show. It fits in well with the Big Band show. And you can get some selected readings from Edgar Allan Poe's works by making a pledge of $250. $75 will get you any one of the number of T-shirts, ball cap, the mug, etc. And for $125, a collection of CDs or a package of mug and T-shirt. Easiest thing is to go to the website, krvs.org. There are some pictures there. Also at our Facebook page, KRVS Public Media. The webpage, the web address, krvs.org. Lee Kleinpeter at the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell. What? No Mickey Mouse? No Mickey Mouse? Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse. Thank you.
the tigers snore. I've heard them roar and snore before. I don't see why you make a fuss about the hippopotamus. Your dog bow wow, your cat meow. I know that you can milk a cow, but Mickey makes me laugh and howl, and I want Mickey now.
So where's that freaky mouse?
That flicky, wacky, wicky, Bolsheviki, Mickey Mouse. Vote, ladies and gentlemen, vote for Mickey Mouse.
Hey!
And make him our next president.
Hey!
The Congress, he is sure to say, meow, meow, okay, okay, yeah, yeah, yes, yes, see, wee, wee, how dry I am, have one on me, and then he'll cry, give me the facts, give me my axe, I'll cut your tax. He'll show us all what can be done when he's in Washington. So let's give the good old White House to Tricky, Wacky, Wicky, Bolsheviki, Mickey Mouse.
Ben Bernie and his band, What? No Mickey Mouse, from 1934. That's an usual line there. Bolsheviki Mickey. Tunes from the Tunes on the Big Band Swings program for our fall fundraiser 2012, and also the Halloween edition of the program. We'll have some Spike Jones on the Big Band Swings program. Comes your way on 88.7, and you can stream the audio right now. Grab a podcast for your play it back for, at your convenience later. Visit the website to make a pledge at krvs.org. Spike Jones.
I crawl out of the woodwork to bring you I Kiss Your Hand, Madame. In this selection, you'll hear the golden tones of our mighty choir. George Rock will hit the sack. Freddie Morgan will put out the cat. Joe Syracuse will hang up two slickers in the closet. If you happen to hear any melody, it's coming from Paul Judson.
We're ready for bed, maestro.
Oh, yes. We play Now I Kiss Your Hand, Madame.
I kiss your hand, madame. Your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame,
we
You're my Daniel finger. Ooh, and in her, my Daniel, I'm for you. Ooh, I'm any my Daniel, the things I do.
I kiss your hand, madame, 'cause I can't stand your pain.
Mighty pleasing. Pappy's corn squeezings.
There are no memories dearer to a man's heart than the memories of an old romance, an old flame, so to speak. The old flame may flicker and sputter, but it never quite dies out. In fact, it's been known to start fireworks in many a household. So with Paul Judson as our pilot light, Joe Syracuse watching over the kettle drum, and Sir Frederick Gass doing the cooking, the Slickers and myself give you
my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but it's funny, now and then, how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old
old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old
think it'll make Peter Lorre mad?
What are you worrying about?
Well, he's a real scary guy. Everybody at Warner Brothers is scared of him.
Who, for instance?
Well, Sidney Greenstreet, just to name a few.
Well, if you want to know how Peter Lorre feels about it, just ask him. He's standing right in back of you.
Yay!
Pardon me, I use Pook Jones. Please don't be scared, Spook. I like you very much. I think that imitation of me was just wonderful.
You see, Spike, there's nothing to worry about.
Oh, I think you should be immortalized. You know what? I'll have your footprints put in a cement at Grauman's Chinese.
Oh, that's wonderful. What time should I be there?
Well, you don't have to be there. I'll just take your feet.
Peter, you're not really angry about my old flame.
Angry? Oh, no, no. I really loved it, especially when he said I saw his eye, so I removed the other eye. Removing another eye, it just did something to me.
What did it do?
It scared me. Oh, I like that. You know, Spooky Boy, Spook Jones, that's a beautiful name. You know, Spooky Man, we two have a lot in common.
We have?
Yes. What you do to music, I do to people. In fact, I'm going to insist to have you and your orchestra in my next picture.
What picture is that?
Oh, it's a beautiful picture. It's called Kiss the Blood of My Band.
Great. Instead of sheet music, we'll have our arrangements printed on Band-Aids.
You know, Dorothy, I'm really a great admirer of yours. Oh, I love the way you do that feuding, fussing, and fighting. But there's just one thing wrong with that song.
What's that?
Well, it's just wrong. You see, a person standing up presents a much better target. Why do you have to wait until Grandma bends over?
You don't know Grandma.
Say, Pete, I'd like to hear my old flame done by the real Peter Laurie.
Oh, yes? Oh, I love to do it, but I have my own version.
Well, that's fine. A little music, fellas. Something appropriate for Mr. Laurie, please.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, not that. No, that's too gay. I can't.
Okay, fellas. My old flame.
My old flame. I can't even think of her name. Oh, I can't think of her name, no. She had no name. My old flame was a Hotfoot. Oh, yes. I was a struggling young scientist trying to get ahead. And every night I'd go out and get one. Well, one night I was washing my hands, getting ready for the greatest experiment of my career, when my associate, Professor Spikenstein, said,
Yaya, are you through with washing your hands, Herr Dr. Laurie?
Yes. Yes, Professor Spikenstein, I'm through washing my hands. Are you through washing your hands?
Yes, Herr Laurie. I'm through washing my hands.
All right, then what are you waiting for? Pile them all up in his basket and let's go into the laboratory. Look, tonight we are working on a new project. I've got an order for 24 monsters from the May Company.
What does the May Company want with 24 monsters?
They are running a monster sale. See, I wonder why my new assistant hasn't arrived.
Your new assistant? Achter Lieber, what happened to your old assistant?
Huh? I killed him.
Holy smokes, why?
Why? I needed a little relaxation. Is it everybody? Oh, it was beautiful. I shot him 50 times, and then I stabbed him 75 times, and then I threw him over a 1,000-foot cliff.
Oh, it was beautiful. Can't be dead. I just spoke to him on the phone.
Did he answer you?
Now that you mention it, no.
I think I hear someone at the door.
Big door.
It's Dorothy.
Bad evening, everyone.
Professor Spikenstein, this is my new assistant, Dorothy Dracushade, direct from the coconut grave.
Yeah, for a minute I thought it was your ghoul friend.
What an exotic odor. Oh, what is that you're wearing, madame?
My favorite perfume, formaldehyde number 5.
Yeah, yeah, what a girl. She's lovely. She's engaged. She uses embalming fluid.
Please, please, let's be serious for a moment and create a monster, shall we?
The operating table is ready, gentlemen.
All right, let's go. Suture.
Suture.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Drano.
Drano.
Sponge.
Sponge.
Another sponge.
Another sponge.
Mop.
Bucket.
The operation is over.
It's a success. The monster is opening his eyes.
He's going to speak.
Is it the man?
Is it a plane?
Is it a bird?
It's Pete Holbach.
He's old flame. He can't even think of her name. She would always treat him mean.
So he poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to...
Oh, that's beautiful.
Here's old lady.
This is the witching hour. It is the hour when dogs howl and evil is let loose on a sleeping world. Want to hear about it? Then turn out your lights.
Careful, those trays contain etching acid. Would you like to burn the skin from your hands?
I'm sorry, monsieur, but my manuscript. I must find out about my concerto.
Georgette, would you mind giving the fellow his manuscript? You'll find it on the table if it's anywhere.
What is your name?
Claudin. David Claudin.
Claudin? I don't see it.
No, it wouldn't be there. It's a large manuscript in a portfolio.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't know where it is.
Oh, but it must be here.
Well, if it isn't, turn up. You might call again in a few days.
But you don't understand, mademoiselle. It's the only copy I have. It represents 2 years' work.
You heard what the lady said. Get out.
But it was brought into this office. It must be here. It must be found.
Did we ask you to bring your manuscript to us, Claudin? Perhaps some employee has thrown it into the waste paper basket where it probably belongs. Good night.
Listen. That piano. That's my music. Someone's playing my music.
I thought I told you to get out.
Thief! You stole my music. Thief!
Help! Let him go! Let him go!
You stole my music. Thief!
Thief! Oh, you're choking him! Do you hear? Let him alone! I'll burn you if you don't let him go! This is acid! I'll burn
Thief.
You!
Thief! My work! My music!
You killed
my him. Music! It was mine! He had no right!
You killed him! Go!
Ow! Oh, my eyes! My eyes!
In that room, a man lay dead on the floor, and Claudin stumbled down the steps, screaming in agony, the acid burning into his face. Into the street he ran with his hands before him, groping his way blindly through the darkness.
Broiled alive.
You see? You see? Your stupid minds! Stupid! Stupid!
That's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you fool!
Let him finish.
It's because of men like you that all must be destroyed. Headstrong, violent, no use of the mind God gave you.
You talk of God?
You also think it impossible that we too might think of God?
It's the Classical Music Network. San Diego Symphony, conducted by Lalo Schifrin, the guy that did theme from Mission Impossible. Some of those plots are a little improbable. I've been seeing reruns of that. March of the Marionettes, the quote-unquote Alfred Hitchcock theme, Funeral March of the Marionette by Gounod, as we sit here waiting for Gounod. Don't you know? I'm Lee Klein, Peter, your host for the Big Band Swings program, or anytime tonight. All the overnight, all the nighttime and overnight programs, you can go to our website, make pledges, and also leave us a comment like, I certainly like the way that you do this, or, gee, why don't you do more of that? Good, bad, or indifferent, we just love hearing those comments from you. So check it out. Visit the website. Make a pledge. It's real easy. Have those major credit cards handy. Remember, for your bigger firms, a lot of them do have the match, where if you give $52, they'll match that. And I say a lot of the bigger firms, you never know. Maybe your company is very, what's that word? They're very generous, and they'd say, yeah, I'd like to participate in this. And I think we can afford to match a few dollars here. Give it a shot. For $75, a number of T-shirts and ball cap, mug, onesie could be yours. For $125, different CDs and a package of mug and T-shirt for $125. Any size, greatly appreciated. You can do it in the breakdown of installments. Break it into $10 if that's better for you, $15, $20, what have you. And UL faculty and staff, you can donate through payroll deduction. Lee Klein, Peter, on your HD radio connection in Acadiana. On the campus of the University of Louisiana Lafayette, we've got this wonderful hotel built well, the Avocado Room. It is quite alive this evening, and we thank you for tuning in either to Broadcast 88.7 or the web at krvs.org. And for live music, tomorrow night on the 27th, out at the Hyman, not at the Hyman, it's 111 Hyman Boulevard, out at the Petroleum Club. It's the Skyliners Big Band. Tomorrow night, the 27th, 111 Hyman Boulevard, the Petroleum Club in the Oil Center from 7:30 until 11 o'clock. Find out more by, you can call 234-2133 or email them at skylinersbigband@gmail.com. And tonight, for the pledging for KRVS, be sure you go to our website and click on the pledge here. You'll see all the pictures of the stuff you can get and all the instructions. It's real easy. The website is krvs.org.
Whoa. It's alive. It's alive. It's moving. It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's
Letters
alive.
Letters of Mike from Fresh Yeast present I Love a Mystery.
The guy that directed and wrote this Isle of a Mystery, Carlton E. Morse.
Presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry, specialists in crime and adventure, now following the Chinese pirate map of P.Y. Ling.
Oh, interesting. Carlton E. Morse, the developer of this old radio drama. It was a serial. It came on, maybe it ran 15 minutes Monday through Fridays, and it was wound up at the end of the week, but your story developed Monday through Friday in little 15-minute segments, and the guy originates from Jennings. Interesting. Very in the very small world department. Uh-oh. This is a Christmas one, right?
This is Boris Karloff. Is 13 unlucky for you?
Okay, we'll have to use you when it's time to get ready for holiday shopping. A new segment added to the Big Band Swings program. We've got this news update.
Flash! Through a new electronic discovery, we are able to pick up the first television program actually being broadcast by Moon People. Take it away, Moon.
And with the playing of that familiar theme, it's time for another visit with the Moon's favorite couple, Ralph and Alice, better known to you as the Honey Earthers. It's morning as we join Alice in the kitchen.
Oh, the earth shines bright on my old sit down and eat your breakfast, Ralph.
All right, Alice, what do we got?
It's a new atomic cereal, Ralph, called Nuclear Nibbles. Comes in a lead box.
Okay, dump some in my bowl. Ow, ow, ow! You dropped the box on my foot.
Which foot?
How do I know? I'll take off my shoes and see. Hey, hey, hey. Alice, look at my poor toe!
I can see, Ralph. I've got an eye, you know.
Oh, you're a dandy. One of these light years, Alice. One of these light years. Pow! Right in the antenna.
Oh, Ralph.
I may lose a toe.
So what?
So what? It takes hours to grow a new one. Well, here it is, time for lunch, and Norton ain't here.
Hey, Ralph. Ho, Ralph.
Stop shouting in my ear, Norton.
Well, how's it going there, Ralphie boy?
Terrible. I had a fight with Alice. How can I square myself with a Norton?
Well, how long you and Alice been married, Ralph?
300 light years.
Okay, well, how come in all that time you never took Alice on a honey earth?
Norton, what a great idea. When I get home tonight, I'll tell her we're going on a honey earth.
Let's do a fight, Ralph. You're a sweet kid.
Now let's see what Alice gave me for lunch. Ow!
What's the matter, Ralph?
I dropped the lead bag on my foot.
Atomic chicken livers again, eh, Ralph?
Oh, har, har, hardy, har, har. Well, that's 2 feet gone. Now I only got one good foot left to drive with this afternoon.
Gee.
What a job. All day long, it's come on, folks. Move to the back of the rocket ship.
Yeah, that's rough, Ralph.
Well, I'll unpack lunch. Hold this ketchup, Norton.
Sure thing, Ralph. You know, it's a small moon. You complaining about your job.
All right, hold this salt.
Okay, because I'm getting pretty fed up working down on that green cheese mine.
Hold the mustard, will you?
Okay, when I get to work, I'm green cheese from heads to foot. Gee.
Hold the Tabasco.
Okay, Ralph.
Hold the mayonnaise, will you?
All right, Ralph. I only got 4 hands, you know.
Alice! Alice!
I'm here, Ralph. Hello, Ed.
Alice.
Sit down, Alice. Alice, we've been married a long time, and I got a little surprise for you. Didn't you always say you wanted to go on a honey earth?
Yes.
Go get your suitcase.
Oh, Ralph, you mean...
Certainly. Norton ain't got nothing to sit on. What's that racket?
It's an organ grinder outside the window, Ralph.
Hey, looky there on the windowsill. A little earth man on a string with a tin cup.
Gee, look at him. He's got 2 legs, 2 arms...
2 eyes, 2 ears, a mouth, a nose, and a pinstripe suit.
And only 1 head. Take a look, Norton.
I can't look at him, Ralph. It's too gruesome.
Oh, Ralph, listen. He's playing our song.
That's right. And you know what? You're the greatest. Come here, you. Did you like that?
Sure he liked it, Ralph. Now put a penny in his cup and come to dinner.
June Foray, Dawes Butler, and Stan Freeberg. The Honey Earthers from the Big Band Swings Show. Closer to home, down New Orleans way, it's time for some Louis Prima and Keeley. Old Black Magic.
Old Black Magic has me in a spell. Yeah.
Old Black Magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Brand of desire!
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire! You're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine.
Baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin. Loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
Oh, in a spin. Loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love. Loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Burning desire!
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire!
the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin. Love in a spin.
I'm in control of your television set to you. Until next week at this same time, when the control voice will take you to the outer limits.
Thanks for your help this evening. I'm Lee Klein, Peter for the Big Band Swings program in KRVS on the campus of UL Lafayette.